This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Legislators in the New Mexico House of Representatives have endorsed reforms to rein in police immunity from prosecution, voting 39-29 in favor of a bill that allows civil rights lawsuits in state court against a variety of local government agencies. The vote today moves the bill from Democratic House Speaker Brian Egoff and Representative Georgine Lewis to the state Senate for consideration. In response to financial concerns voiced by local governments, sponsors amended the bill to cap liability for damages at $2 million. Liability applies only to government agencies and not individual public employees. The bill raises the stakes on legal claims that are currently capped at about $1 million under state tort law. Prospects for approval in the state Senate are uncertain amid opposition by local governments, school boards, and police associations. The world's largest powwow has been canceled for a second consecutive year because of the pandemic. The Albuquerque Journal reported today that the Gathering of Nations powwow, typically held in Albuquerque, will be entirely online. Gathering of Nations founder Derek Matthews says they can't hold the live event until the state opens up for large gatherings. He was told that the powwow won't likely be possible until April of 2022. He also says it wouldn't be right to risk people's safety, especially considering how COVID-19 has devastated tribal communities. Normally, in the spring, a string of powwows hosted by Native American tribes and universities would be underway across the U.S., with tribal members honoring and showcasing their cultures through dancing and singing in traditional regalia. In 2019, the Gathering of Nations powwow drew around 91,000 people from across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. It also led to an economic impact of $22 million for Albuquerque. The virtual powwow will be held April 23rd and 24th, with dance performances and competitions live streamed from various places. Santa Fe's statue of a Spanish colonialist that was removed following disputes over its representation has been quietly kept at a private home for months. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported the statue of Don Diego de Vargas was removed from a park in June on the orders of Mayor Alan Weber during tensions over local monuments. Former city councilor Ron Trujillo says he saw the statue but declined to identify the property to prevent vandalism. City spokesman Dave Herndon says the statue has been in the same place since the mayor requested its removal. Some New Mexicans have decried de Vargas as a symbol of Spanish colonization, while supporters have said de Vargas is a symbol of Hispanic pride for leading a peaceful resettlement. The statue, which was donated to the city and installed in 2007, has been vandalized on multiple occasions. The statue was removed for repairs after a 2013 attempt to pry the figure from its base. Weber called for the removal of the statue in June, along with two other controversial monuments, the Santa Fe Plaza obelisk and the Kit Carson obelisk. Herndon would not reveal where the city expects the de Vargas statue will be kept. This is KUNM.